Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, tonight's a special night, and you know, one of the things I love about the first prayer meeting of the year is we've often had somebody with us who's no stranger to James River Church. Alan Chrissy, Toledo pastor, Chicago Tabernacle in Chicago, Illinois. And they went there 18 years ago, didn't know anybody, went there and started the church. We got behind them and wanted to be a part of what God was going to do today. About 2,500 people are there worshiping the Lord at Chicago Tabernacle. So that's so amazing. God is giving them such favor. And Al has been a big part of just Debbie and my life, he and Chrissy, and the prayer meeting. This is a brother I dearly love, and so I don't want to take up his time introducing him, but would you welcome Al Toledo to James River?
Come on, let's praise Jesus. Come on, let's praise Jesus. Hallelujah, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's so good to be here. So good to be back. Chrissy and I, we're always so honored to be with you. And we're always so, so blessed to be with Pastor John and Debbie. And, you know, we had our prayer meeting. This is my second prayer meeting. And I'm in the spirit because it's my second prayer meeting of the week. So we had our prayer meeting last night, and I was sharing with the congregation how James River made such a sacrifice, gave us such an incredible gift when we were barely just a few rows of people, because we just started from scratch. And they sent a team, and they built offices for us, they built a stage for us, they did all sorts of work. You guys took the offering that got us our first building, was a down payment for our first building. And maybe you're here and you were part of that, or you just saw the announcement, and sometimes you wonder, what happens when I give? What happens when I pray and when I get behind something? Well, we are living proof of what God can do when we sow seeds of faith. Could we put our hands together and thank Him? Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you again. I can't stop saying thank you. I can't say it enough for what you guys mean to us. You continue to be an incredible inspiration. And you know, in the last year and a half or so, I've traveled a lot. I've been around, I think I could say I've been around the world. And it's always wonderful to be with different churches and the body of Christ. But I can tell you, I wouldn't say this if I didn't mean it. This is a very, very special place. The Lord is really here. And how many know the Lord is really here tonight? Amen. So let me say this. I feel, you know, I don't want to try to preach. I want to talk to you fast so that we could pray. Because I believe that God wants to give us an amazing year, a supernatural year, what I would call a breakthrough year. How many believe that? God wants to give us a breakthrough year. Now, when I was walking in, I want to pick up from something that Pastor John was saying. When I mean a breakthrough year, I don't mean a yo-yo year. How many know yo-yo is not breakthrough? Breakthrough is breakthrough. Breakthrough means that God does something in your life that you step into a new norm. It means things become different. You walk differently. You live differently. You feel differently. And God uses you differently. Now, it does take the kind of focus, the kind of desire and burden to respond to the promise that Pastor John put up a few moments ago. He says, when you seek me with all of your heart, when you get serious and seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. And I will not let you down. No one who looks to him will ever be put to shame, the Bible says. But we've got to get serious and say, Lord, I'm believing you, Lord, to make a deep change. I've come to this place to say a few words so that we could pray and believe God to bring about deep change. When it comes to deep change, when it comes to breakthrough, you have to know that real breakthrough, meaningful breakthrough, it only happens by prayer. The best things that God has for your life, those things come through prayer. Now, sometimes we experience an incredible blessing, and sometimes we're like, we get a breakthrough. I promise you, somebody else prayed for you if you didn't pray for it, which is good. We'll take some of that. But the kingdom of God moves forward and operates when God's people pray. When God's people pray, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We can walk in victory and in power. And it happens. It happens when we get in the presence of God. And so how does this happen? How does real breakthrough happen? We in Chicago, it feels like we have a crisis walking through our front door. Every single day, there's something crazy. There's a new story. I'm like shocked at the stories that people bring through the doors. And yet, when you look at people, you'd say, no way. But how many know when God puts his hand, when God steps into someone's life, all things are possible. All things. And what I want to pray tonight, I just want to set this up a little bit, is I want to pray in specific for personal breakthrough. Okay? Tonight, you guys will pray for all kinds of things throughout the year, but tonight we're going to pray for personal breakthrough. I was looking at this prayer card, which we're going to rip off and use. I already sent the message. Yo, we're doing one of these 2 weeks from now. Boom, boom. In Cuba, they go rampang. It's like, we're going to do it. So listen to this. We're praying for people's lives to be restored, healed, and set free by God's power. How many believe that's a great new normal for JRC? How many would say amen? Okay, very quickly, how is this going to happen? Not yo-yo, breakthrough. Ready? Here's how it happens. Morning by morning. Everybody say morning by morning. That's how you break through. That's how you eliminate the yo-yo. That's how you eliminate the instability. That's how you develop perseverance. That's how you walk in faith. It's morning by morning. Everybody say morning by morning. I want to read a quick story, a simple story from the life of Jesus, just a couple of verses, so that we can learn from the prayer life of Jesus. Even Jesus prayed. And we're going to see the amazing things that happen just through a morning of prayer. And I want to suggest to you that this simple little passage, it also highlights some key areas that we need to stay on top of in order to walk in breakthrough, in order not to be up and down. So very quickly, Mark, in the book of Mark, do we have that? Mark chapter 1. Here it is. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." I've already, for the sake of time, I just emphasized these words. This is what we're going to be looking at. So they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." And Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else." Oh, snap. They got dissed by Jesus, right? Is that what the moral of this lesson is? No. Here's what this is telling you about the power and possibility of a morning of prayer. And we all need this. Everyone is looking for you. And Jesus says, let's go somewhere else. What does this show us? Number one, and you're always going to need this. Number one, a morning of prayer can secure a day of authority. Authority over what? Authority over voices. Authority over voices. Voices, voices, voices. When you think about what breaks up marriages, you got to ask yourself, what are those people hearing in their head? Right? When you think about why people are tearing themselves apart, what are people hearing in their head? Voices, voices, voices. When you think about in our country, as blessed as it is, as much as we have, that we would lead the world in depression medication, in taking depression medication, and in suicide, and all of the things that are going on in our country, these people, they look so good on the outside, but they're hearing something else on the inside. One of the ways that you get breakthrough, even over anxiety, is you have to be able to take authority over the voices. Come on, amen. You know, sin and Satan, they not only darken the whole world, they not only darken what we see, but at times, sin and Satan will darken what you hear. What are you hearing? What's guiding you? What are you listening to? Are you hearing a rejection? Are you hearing you can't when the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? What's happening? You have to be able to take authority over the voices. The only way to walk in freedom and in victory is to say, I don't care what everybody else says. I want to do what the Lord says. I'm going to follow Jesus in 2020. How many would say amen? And let me tell you something, I've learned over the years with the challenges that have come our way, even us planting a church and being alone and having plenty of hardship from time to time. Sometimes you have, this is a phrase that God gave me and I want to give it to you. When you renounce deep, then you can receive deep. And if you're here today, God loves you. His hand is upon you. He has a great plan. That passage, for I already know the plans that I have for you. Those God's plans for your life are not to hurt you or to harm you. They're to bless you and to prosper you. If you're hearing other things inside of you, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we're going to renounce every unholy voice, every ungodly voice. We're going to renounce deep and then receive deep. Hallelujah. You know, when I went to Bible school, I took a big step of faith. I didn't even know that I was called. This is 35 years ago or so. And I was about 24 years old. I had a decent job. I was actually working at the Twin Towers. And I left it all. I went to Bible school. I got there. There were a lot of young kids. I was around 24 or so. And or 22, I forget. And so it's interesting because like my third week there, something came over me and I started to think about leaving school and quitting. And I didn't exactly know why, but I just felt like it was time for me to leave. Now, if I left, it was going to make me look like a fool and like an idiot, and my parents already thought I was crazy for even going there, and it was all kinds of stuff. And I was in my room really getting close to making the wrong decision. And so I had a classmate, a Cuban guy, and he walked in. He said, "Hey, man, what's up?" I said, "Hey, man, how you doing?" He's like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "Oh, nothing." He said, "No, what's wrong?" I said, I think I need to leave, man. I think I don't belong here. This is not right. This is not right. I need to go. I don't belong here." And he says to me, "You don't belong here. You belong here. That's just the devil." And he laid hands on me, and he rebuked that thing right off of me. And it was so funny because when he finished praying for me, I was like, "Dude, I feel good. Let's go eat, man. Let's just, come on." How many know the wrong voice could get you going in the wrong direction, but the power of the Holy Spirit could just make it right? And in a minute, we're going to pray. Listen, you have to get authority. You have to be able to say no to the spirit of comparison. You have to say no to self-criticism. You have to be able to say no to the enemy telling you you're no good or you can't. In the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You have to say no when the enemy is accusing. What are you thinking if you're in a battle with someone? What are you thinking about that person? Think about what Jesus thinks about that person. And what are you hearing? Who are you listening to? I guarantee you, if you start to hear what Jesus feels about that person, about your spouse perhaps, you won't think or the things that you're thinking. You got to take authority over that. First thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us freedom that way. You know, one of the things I admire about Pastor John and Debbie, these are people who know how to hear God. I'm not just saying that. I mean, these people really know how to hear God. But in order to hear God, you have to be able to say no to a lot of other things. And let me say this. I'm speaking as a pastor. I got to go fast here, but speaking as a pastor, speaking as a parent, you know, it's great when people come to an awesome church like this. But for me, as beautiful as a big church is and a big meeting and a powerful meeting and anointed, you know, singers and all that kind of stuff. You know, my dream and my prayer for you tonight is that everyone here in 2020, that you would get your own authority. Come on, somebody, get your own authority. Hallelujah. Okay, so first thing is, a morning of prayer can secure a day of authority. Then very quickly, look at what happens. Put the verse back up. So it says, "Everyone's looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else to the nearby villages so I can preach there also." And let's read the yellow together. Ready? "That is why I have come." That is why I have come. So the second thing that a morning of prayer can do for us and has to happen, okay? Second thing is it secures a space of assurance for us. You see, your life changes when you get God's "that is why" for your life. If you want a different kind of year, you need something deeper than just what you want and what you're dreaming about and what you're desiring. There is a holy "that is why" that God will put in your spirit. Those who seek him, he will baptize you with a holy "that is why." A person who really perseveres is a person who wakes up every day and puts a string of days together that they get God's "that is why." This is what you want me to do. This is why I'm here. This is how you want me to live. And in the name of Jesus, I will not be moved. I will not be unstable. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to follow the will of God. I'm going to sacrifice for the will of God. Whatever you want me to do, that is what I want for 2020. And by the way, that is a breakthrough year. If you really do God's will in 2020, I'm telling you right now, that is a breakthrough year. Not making more money, not getting more promotions, all of that's going to burn up. And God blesses us, and he's good, and he's kind. Look around here. These people are pretty blessed in this place. But breakthrough means that you press in and you hear God's, that is why. They could send somebody to play here. You know, I talk to young people all the time. In fact, I spoke to a young woman today. And they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to do. And it's like, well, how do you know what to do with your life? And the thing that scares me the most is to think that I could wake up one day and see the Lord and think that I wasted my time. For the one who died for me, the one who shed his blood for us, the one who gave his all, we have to. And by the way, I'm going to say this. This church, there are great benefits to being in a church like this. I hope I could, you know, I feel like uncle pastor, okay? So, like family, so I'll talk a little strong. This church, God will hold you accountable. After hearing this kind of preaching, this kind of teaching, being exposed to this kind of godliness, and we got to get serious in 2020. We got to get a hold of God's that is why for our lives. How many would say amen? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. More missionaries sent out, more churches born, more people serving, more people ministering to children and youth ministries exploding because men are there and because the right people are where God wants them to be. Not living off of, you know, back in 1960, I heard from God one time. No, there's a that is why now. That's what we need in the prayer meeting. Then here's the last thing, and I'll close with this. And I really pray this for all of us. See, when you break through personally, right, one of the things I'm always telling our people is God wants to make us privately healthy. Everyone say privately healthy. First, he wants to make us privately healthy. And then he wants to make us publicly fruitful. Privately healthy, publicly fruitful. That will make this a great year. So in private, you pray and you seek God. And your mind starts to change because you're just developing the ear that you need for God, for the Holy Spirit. This is the way, walk ye in it. And you start to develop that strong sense of this is God's will for my life. These are the things you pray about at the first prayer meeting of the year. Then here's the last thing, and we'll close. So he says, that is why I have come. So he traveled throughout Galilee. He left the crowds. He left the popularity. He left all of that because he had a that is why. And it says, so he travels throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues. And come on, everyone, read with me. Ready? Driving out demons. A morning in prayer can secure a day of authority. A morning in prayer can secure that space of assurance where you know that is why. And a morning of prayer can secure moments of anointing. God has a moment for you tomorrow. God has a moment for you tonight. The people of God are supposed to be anointed people. All of us. And when a person is anointed, it means that the Spirit of God comes not just upon them, but operates through them so that darkness, so that the kingdom of darkness, so that even demons will have to step back. The devil has to step back in anointed moments. Now, you know, I want you to know that I said moments because God is in charge of us. You're not going to be like, you know, Luke Skywalker with the Force or anything like that. I'm talking about when you need it. When you need it. When that person wants to quit, like I wanted to quit. You know how God wants to use you this year? He wants you to step into a room, even though you didn't know, even though you didn't necessarily prepare for it. You did prepare for it because you sought His face with all your heart. And then the testimonies will roll in 2020. I had a God moment. I had an anointed moment. And nobody gets the credit. It won't be about you getting a parade or getting your name in the newspaper. But God wants to set people free through His people, through His children. Could somebody say amen? Could we put our hands together and say, yes, Lord. We want to be used. We want the anointing of God. We want the anointing of heaven to drive back darkness, oh God. So look, I want to challenge people here today. I want to challenge you to believe God for a new norm. I want to challenge you to believe God, that to break you through. First of all, it's from the inside out. To break you through so that you're walking around with the peace of God because you have clarity of mind. You're listening to the voice of God. You're listening to the word of God. God is not the author of confusion. You can get the that is why of God. I want to pray tonight. And listen, whenever you come to a prayer meeting, anytime you come to a prayer meeting, just know there are two kind of positions. Everyone should be ready to pray. Everyone should come to church ready to pray. That's why it's called a prayer meeting. But sometimes, in a moment, in a day, there's a word that you're like, I don't know that that's for me. If you ever come to the prayer meeting and you feel like that word is not for me, well, what you need to say is, God, that word is for somebody else, and I want your anointing so that I can help them break through tonight. How many would say amen? Maybe you have your that is why. That's okay. Somebody needs breakthrough. Somebody needs to be set free from voices. But either way, the Spirit of the Lord is here. He's here, and if we reach out to Him, He's going to begin doing a mighty work of breakthrough. Stand to your feet. If you're here tonight, we've all come to pray, but if you're here tonight and you're like, you know what? I have been battling. I've been battling with anger. I hear more anger in my head than I hear the words of Jesus. Or I've been battling with anxiety and I want to break through to a new norm. I want to renounce some things deep tonight. I want to take authority over that thing that has had authority over me. Maybe tonight, but the Spirit of the Lord is here to break that thing in the name of Jesus. Maybe tonight you've got to come and you got to say, Lord, I'm not going to meander all over 2020. I'm not going to bounce around all over 2020. I'm going to pray until I hear from God. I'm going to pray and seek the face until the Lord shows me why, what do you want me to do for you, oh God? Some of us need to say, God, use me like never before in 2020. God, I need a fresh anointing. So as they begin to play or to sing, this is one of those meetings where you gotta come for yourself. We'll pray for each other, but you gotta come and you gotta come reaching. And He's here, the Spirit of the Lord is here. So if you need that, remember, listen, here's what I tell our people all the time. Don't leave your home without authority, assurance, or anointing.